This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, I've taken some time to thoroughly analyze the Honduran caravan situation, and I've got an analysis for you here. Now, just in case you're not familiar with this, there are thousands of Hondurans, and actually they're mixed in with people from other countries as well, who are making their way toward the border of America, and they're demanding to be let into America so they can, of course, get free everything. I mean, they want citizenship, they want entitlements, they want to cash in on the entitlement mecca that America has become, and just as importantly, they are fleeing their own home countries, which are essentially collapsed nation states because of government corruption and socialism. And that's why they're fleeing, because socialism doesn't work. They're in economic poverty at home. And really what these people need is more freedom, more liberty at home, rather than free handouts from America. But that's a whole nother podcast. But here's the thing. These caravans have obviously been timed to arrive at the border right before the midterm elections. And in fact, they're not walking. If they were walking, it would take them many weeks to get to America, like actually a couple of months. They're being carried on vehicles, on buses, you know, and transport vans and so on. So it's a caravan. I guess it's a mechanized caravan, like an invading army, a horde of migrants that are mechanized. That's what's coming to our border with all their demands and all, you know, instead of carrying rifles, they're carrying babies, you know, instead of army boots, they have like torn up sandals to try to look as impoverished as possible. And they are impoverished. I'm not saying that that's theater, but the organization of the caravan is obviously theater. And by the way, I feel for these people. I have compassion for fellow human beings. And that's why I've said we need to spread liberty and democracy everywhere around the world, because that is what creates abundance. What these people need is freedom at home, political freedom, freedom to speak, First Amendment, a Second Amendment. They need to be able to defend themselves against tyrannical authoritarian regimes. So really, long-term, the best thing that we can do to help everybody, including all these migrants, is not just take them in and give them free stuff, but send them home and promote liberty in their homes. Get rid of corrupt governments. Promote a First and Second Amendment everywhere around the world. These kinds of solutions. Have free market economic systems and stop sending all this financial aid to Guatemala and Honduras and other countries. That aid doesn't go to the people. It goes to the corrupt regime officials who use that money to, of course, buy weapons so they can control the population, even though the population doesn't have a Second Amendment right. So the money that we send to these countries just goes to make tyranny even worse. So we got to stop the financial aid to these collapsed nations. It's not helping the situation. It's probably making it worse. But this calculation, this theater of all these thousands of people, by the way, there's a second wave that's already begun. So it's not just the first wave of Hondurans, like 7,000 or 8,000 now, probably going to be 10,000 shortly. It's also, there's like a second wave of a few thousand people that has cropped up. So now this is like a multi-wave invasion. And of course, this is being pushed by the Democrats. Probably Soros, the globalist, is behind this, although we don't have any direct evidence of that yet, but it's the kind of thing that he does. And we have seen video of people being paid cash who are part of these caravans. They just hand out cash to all these people. Like, hey, you made it to this checkpoint. Here's another $20 or so. They're being paid. So this is an organized effort. Somebody is paying them. Somebody thinks that this is going to win the midterms for the Democrats. And I got to say, my analysis, I've waited a few days to do this podcast because I was so astonished at first. I thought, well, am I missing something here? Because my analysis is that this is going to hurt the Democrats in the midterm elections. And the Democrats are so detached from reality that they don't even know that. They think that thousands of migrants, you know, barbarians at the gate, pounding on the doors at the border, is going to help the Democrats get elected. No, it isn't. The average American is going to look at that and say, whoa, we better not elect Democrats because they'll abolish ICE, right? They'll close down the entire border security force and just let everybody rush in. Then there's going to be not just 10,000 migrants, but 100,000 or a million. It's going to be an invasion of America. Even the average Democrat American person is looking at this and saying, wait a second, we got to have some limits here. I mean, for God's sake, yeah, we love humanity. We have compassion. We have empathy. You know, send them some blankets or something, but, you know, emergency supplies and so on. But you can't just let everybody in who just shows up, and their claims of political asylum are bogus. They're not political targets. They're showing up because they want free stuff, or they want a job. They want to work in the strawberry fields of California, for example. They just want to make money. That's not a legitimate asylum claim, and those need to be rejected. But the theater, the video of all these thousands of people pounding on the gates at the border, this is going to totally freak out the voters, and they're going to vote against the Democrats. I think this is going to backfire in spectacular fashion. This could be the biggest mistake the Democrats have made in years. I guess the other big mistake being nominating Hillary Clinton for president. Got to applaud them for that one. Nice going. Nice going. So, you know, you stole the Democrat primary from Bernie Sanders. You had a corrupt Hillary Clinton just take all the superdelegates. And then Hillary Clinton got the nomination, and then she went on to lose the presidency. Why? Because she's unelectable. Because even young Democrats today look at Hillary Clinton and are like, she's like a gangster. She's like a mafia boss. She's scary, all right? That doesn't even get into the demonic aspects of what she has become or who has inhabited her body. I don't know. Who knows? But I'm not even joking. That's just half joking. But nevertheless, Democrats have miscalculated this. They're going to lose because, I mean, what we should be doing, all of us who love America, we should be sharing all the videos and photos of this horde. Well, hordes, multiple hordes of migrants demanding to be let into America. That's like the best campaign ad for building a wall imaginable. The GOP should show videos of all these migrants trying to bust into America. I mean, it's terrifying. If you're an American, you've been paying taxes, right? You're someone who's been contributing to society in whatever way you do. You have a job, maybe you have a business, maybe you hire people. You grew up in America, probably. You live here. You've been paying taxes, you've been participating in elections and so on. You are part of the culture of America. And then all of a sudden you want these thousands, maybe tens of thousands, of impoverished, uneducated socialists shows up and just says, give us all free stuff and give us passports and give us voting rights. Like, what? No. You didn't earn that. You're Honduran. Go home to Honduras. Go home to your home country. Fight for freedom there. I mean, you don't just walk up to your neighbor's house that you don't know, just like bring a crowd of 100 people, just barge into their front door and say, we're your neighbors and we think we own your stuff. Give us money. Give us everything you own. We deserve freebies. We're here. I mean, you have a right to say no to who you let in. You don't have to let everybody in your house. You don't have to let everybody in your country. You don't have to let everybody in your yard. There are boundaries. There are borders for a reason. We love immigrants. My wife's an immigrant, by the way, in case you didn't know that. We love immigrants, but we want the good ones. We want to pick and choose. It's a merit-based system. Just like if you were the captain of a kickball team back in the first grade, and you get, you know how you take turns picking people for your team. So who do you pick first? So you pick the good ones. You pick the best kickers, the fastest runners. You pick the people who are going to help you win. And that's the way immigration should be. You pick the winners. I mean, everybody can apply. No harm in applying. Go to your local consulate. Go to the embassy somewhere. Apply for citizenship. That's great. We'll take your application. But we get to look at all the applications and we get to decide which ones we want. We want the good people. We want people who create businesses. We want people who have investment money. We want highly educated people. We want pro-liberty people. We want people who speak English, because that's the official language of America. We want people who recognize and honor liberty, and we have the right to choose those people. You can't just show up and demand to be let in, and that's what these migrants are doing. And most Americans agree with me on this point. Most Americans are like, yeah, I mean, we love immigrants. You know, you could say we're a nation of immigrants, I suppose, although there's some distortion in that. But there are a lot of immigrants in America, and we welcome more immigrants. But we get to choose who comes in, period. It's a basic principle. Just like if you own a company, you get to choose who you hire and who you don't hire. You're not going to just hire every slob that shows up in a pair of torn up shorts and dreadlocks and is high, although that's like half the labor base today, at least in Texas it is. But you're not going to hire those people. You're going to pick and choose who you want. So we have the same right. So President Trump should reject this mob, and he would be justified in deploying the U.S. military along the border in order to protect America from this invasion of illegals who are trying to invade America. They don't have legitimate asylum claims. They don't have a legitimate reason for demanding to be made Americans. No, we should protect our country from these individuals. Tell them to go back home and apply for asylum in their local consulates or embassies. We don't just open the gates because a horde, an invading army of people just shows up and starts beating on the gates. That's not the way this works. So Trump can deploy the military, and he should deploy the military, because the military is even described in the Constitution as protecting the national borders, protecting the nation. The military's role is to defend America against invading forces. And that's what this is. This is an invasion, just a different kind of invasion. It's an economic invasion. It's also like an occupy. It's a cultural invasion, and it's a political invasion, because all these people, most of these people, from Central and South America, they tend to vote like socialists, because that's what they think works, and that's why their own home countries have collapsed into destitution and political corruption. Socialism doesn't work. That's why you're fleeing your home country, you fools. And they just want to bring socialism back to America. Because if they get in, they're going to vote for Democrats. And the Democrats are going to say, we'll give you free stuff. It's like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's like, well, I'll just give you free stuff. She is the most cognitively impaired person, I think, that's running for Congress right now. She's probably going to win. We ought to have like an IQ requirement to get into Congress. We'll call it the Ocasio-Cortez rule. Like, if your IQ is not above, let's say, room temperature in Fahrenheit, then you're not qualified to serve in Congress. But you see, these socialists from Central and South America, this is what they want. They want a freebie kind of society, just cashing in on free stuff from the government. Government gives you everything you need. That's what they want. And that will bankrupt America. Will bankrupt every state. The bankrupt California, the bankrupt Texas and Arizona. So yeah, we support legal immigration. We support merit-based immigration. We do not support a mad bum rush of the border, because that is not legal, not organized, is not respectful of all those others who have stood in line, who have filled out the paperwork, who have abided by the law. They've done the right thing. They've sought to pursue legal immigration, and that takes many years. I know, again, because my wife is a legal immigrant. She's, of course, a U.S. citizen, has been for like 2 decades now, but she was at one time simply a legal immigrant and not yet a citizen, and it took years to become a citizen. I think it took 5 or 6 years. So there's a process for this, and you got to be willing to go through the process. You need to be willing to stand in line. You need to be willing to follow the rules, and then we respect you. We respect your coming to America, and we welcome you. But if you don't follow the rules, then you're not welcome. So this is Mike Adams here. Thank you for listening. We love America. We love immigrants. We love people who have merit and who have something to bring to this country. We welcome you. But for those who just show up and just this mass horde, sorry, not welcome. No. Go home, fix your problems at home, like we're trying to do here. Fight for liberty, make your home country great again, just like we're doing with America. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.